Good stuff indeed. So I am working here on Scully's machine, and I have no idea if this is actually working or not. So somebody, I'll have to kind of wait until somebody confirms that we can actually be heard.
Woohoo!
Both me and Riff, and it's me and Riff here tonight on Thursday. Welcome to Thursday. Good stuff.
Woohoo!
So I guess I'm gonna wait until somebody says that they can hear us. And Mike is way low. What about Riffs? When Riff talks?
Oh, should I actually talk?
Yeah. I'll see if I can turn up the volume on the mic. Turn up the volume on the mic. It's turned up all the way. I sound like I'm 100 miles away, says Grokman. All right. Everybody don't... wow, it's already got the plus 20 boost and everything.
Come back. Come back, Jake.
Well, I'm not 100 miles away. I'm actually mere millimeters away. Riff sounds much better than me. See, that sucks because we're running in the same port. You know what? Riff, you want to vamp for a couple minutes, and I'm going to try and get my headset to see if whether that mic is louder.
Maybe I should just answer a question or something?
Sure.
Let's see what we got here that we... I'm not sure that these got flushed since the last show. Mystery Smithable, I remember that one. Oh, this is good radio. Croquet Mallet, I remember that one. How about I just hum for a minute? How's that? Here we go. One Ton Tomato asks, are you happy with the Marmot Clover drop rate? I'm perfectly happy with it. Your mileage may vary. Let's see. Jump the Shark asks, if you didn't create this game, but you meaning us, do you think you would play it? Why or why not? Being that I didn't create the game and I did play it and often do, then yes, I would play it. It's a good game. I like the game. There's funny stuff in the game. This is why I'm not a DJ. The Gunrun asks, be you angels? Nay, we are but men. Rock. And I'm totally floundering here, man.
How are you?
I'll be there soon, man. Okay. LSK asks for a win button akin to Monkey Island. You can type win game in the leaflet and get a similar response to the one from Monkey Island. He's back. I'm saved.
Let's see if that's any better. I have no idea if it's any better or not. Grok is asking if I have mic boost enabled. I don't know. It doesn't seem like this little, bouncing lights that say how loud things are ever actually has anything to do with how loud things are. Talk and see if mine bounces as high as yours.
Blah blah blah.
I mean, if they can hear you, I gotta imagine that they can hear me also. Okay, much better. All right. Hey, we're back. So what'd you do? I was just planning on starting at the 8:22 messages.
Oh, okay, yeah.
What did you read?
I don't even remember. I just picked a couple random things that looked answerable.
Yeah. Let's see. Someone else says, if the Cola Wars was hundreds of years ago, how was Susie alive back then to run a cupcake stand? What did we figure?
We answered that one last time with me and Scully. It was the answer is either it's not her there at the oh no wait, I'm confusing it with another question. Never mind, ignore me. Go on.
What?
Nothing. I confused that question with a question we had last time about how Susie makes it over to the to the dock, to the seaside, whatever, so quickly. But yeah, this is a different question.
Yeah, no, it wasn't hundreds of years ago. It was, what did we figure?
Well,
it was the oldest soldiers were still alive.
Yeah. I figured that the plains area through the rift isn't one stable time. Since the plains are so large, it fluctuates as you go from one area to the other. Like the clown head rock thing is obviously hundreds or even thousands of years into the past. Whereas Susie's cupcake stand is no more than 10, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, that's true, right. I mean, she could be like the, you know, she could be like the hot grandma, though, in the arena. You could fuck her on her plastic-covered couch.
Oh, man.
Have you seen the 40-year-old version?
Not yet. I have a copy of
there's
it.
There's a whole section where they're talking about how he's dating this woman who's actually a grandmother, and the guy says that, and then he's like, you could fuck her while she watches Murder, She Wrote. But she would find that very erotic. You could fuck her and then have her write you a check for $12 on your birthday. Which I felt was one of the funniest lines in the entire movie. Rowden says, "Grats on fitting two of the best references into the game into a single huge spoon description." Yeah, I was pretty pleased with that.
The
"my spoon is too big" and the tiny Elvis from Saturday Night Live.
I live in a giant bucket.
LSK says, "How's the idea of a channel for people with 10 plus ascensions?" I don't know. I mean. There's the channel for people with 1+ ascensions, which I think is okay.
We should do something for, like, the double veterans.
The 2-year
anniversaries.
I don't know. I mean, that just gets kind of veteran 2.
Yeah.
I don't know. Let's see. Uber Noodle Boy says, "Speaking of comics, have you guys read The Walking Dead? It's usually really good, though it's progressively becoming less and less likely." I haven't read any of
that. Yeah, I'm not familiar with that one.
Reanime references, Uber Noodle Boy also says, "Isn't one of the vampire mismessages related to Helsing? He turns into a big black dog, but it turns out that he's your godfather." I think that's a Harry Potter reference.
Yeah, I think that is a Harry Potter reference. Although it might also be Helsing. I don't know. I haven't read Helsing, but I think Zeno has. It's possible he snuck something in there.
I was looking for it the other day at the comic shop, but they didn't have any.
I think that he's got a bunch on his shelf over there.
Yeah.
If that's what I'm thinking of.
Walla Walla 23 says, "Why is it that in the Strange Leaflet there is no put snake on plane command?" Because there's no plane and there is no snake.
There is a snake, but...
It's a serpent.
That's true. It's a serpent. But you haven't got a plane anyway.
It's subtle, Riff. It's subtle.
True.
Bunya Bandler says, "I'm pretty sure that Mr. Store's birthday is October 7th. I'm not 100% on that, though." Yeah, I think it is. It's either the 7th or the 8th. LSK says, "After listening to the 21st radio show, I had an idea. A familiar that functions as different familiars based on moon phases, such as a volleyball when full, a starfish when empty, etc." I don't know that anybody would ever use that, though, because why wouldn't they just use whatever familiar they wanted? I mean, unless it changed completely on every phase of the fast-moving moon. You could maybe, you know, try and time a run to where you got a volleyball the first day and a sombrero the second day or whatever, but, yeah. Nitromo says, he sees that the What Is KOL page claiming that the game is in beta. Is this true? Hasn't it been said several times that the game left beta when Ascension came? I don't know. I mean, it's, you know, still, I don't know. I don't know whether it's in beta or not.
Well, maybe it's gamma.
Yeah. It's in Omicron. T. Sarducci says, Blaine's not a kind of cheese. What gives? Yeah.
Well, he's based on David Blaine, and David Blaine is utterly cheese.
You know, I was pretty impressed with David Blaine the first time I saw him, because he did this trick where he walked up to somebody and he's like, think of a card, not the Ace of Spades. And then the guy's like, okay. And I was also thinking of a card, not the Ace of Spades. And he was like, yeah. Is it the Jack of Diamonds? And that was the card that I was thinking
Whoa.
Of. and it was the card that that guy was thinking of. And I was like,
Huh.
And I mean, I wonder if you ask 100 people to think of a card, not the Ace of Spades, if like 70 of them would say the Jack of Diamonds.
Yeah, maybe. And when you said it, I thought of the Seven of Diamonds, which is half right.
Given that the Jack is 14.
Yeah. So yeah, it could be. Maybe it's like one of those tricks where if you ask someone to think of a random number, there's like an X chance of like that they'll think of, I don't know, whatever it is. I don't remember the actual numbers, but
is it the whole not the Ace of Spades thing, like that. Nova Knight 21 says, you should make a 10-leaf clover adventure for the Pirates Cove. The hippies and frat boys both have one. The hippies and the frat boys were easier. I don't know what the pirates would have.
I think I suggested Grog. I don't think we got around to writing that adventure, though.
Yeah, I don't think that one went in. We have a list of places that still don't have clover adventures so that we can continue to ruin the game. Although, I mean, the people complaining in that thread had a pretty valid point. You know, I'm sitting at Scully's desk, and there's, like, some weird powder spilled on the... I covered it up with a sheet of paper, because I don't know what it is. I could try snorting it and see what happens. Anthrax, lol. Max Vance says, how come the sleazy back alley doesn't have any sleaze monsters? Enemy Lasagna asks if there will ever be events like adventures that add to your fullness and spleen like some add to your drunkenness. I don't know. I mean, fullness and spleen still aren't as funny as drunk.
Yeah.
So, probably not.
Maybe if we have, like, an adventure where somebody punches you in the gut, it could add to your spleen.
Yeah.
The question would be, though, I mean, what do you do if... What happens if they're already full on stomach or spleen?
Yeah, and I mean, it would also
drunkenness,
happen...
Drunkenness, we can always add more.
It would happen totally invisibly.
Yeah.
Tom 93 says, is there anything I can do with my gloomy mushrooms when I've used my mushroom wine things? Yeah.
Well, besides the important one?
Besides the original purpose?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't think we ever did make any other recipes for those.
Yeah, I don't think we did either. Putineska says, if the Comic Chameleon could steal familiar equipment from Mr. Store familiars that you have in your terrarium, it might be useful. Well, I mean, it seems like it's at least relatively useful now, according to the number of people who are using it. I think we did okay. LSK says, what determines when we get logged out? Sometimes I can go away for 3 hours and still be logged in and just have to restart chat. Sometimes I get booted after 20 minutes of inactivity. You know, it seems to be pretty random. I think it just depends on how PHP on the web server times out the sessions. And as far as I know, there's some sort of like probabilistic thing that determines whether or not a session gets wiped out at any given point. Like every time a session gets updated, there's like a 1 in 100 chance that it will flush the old sessions or something. Like, it's got, I don't really know why it works that way, but it does. I don't know. I mean, I have a sort of utility that I run that constantly refreshes a count of the number of people that are logged on, and so whenever I leave that up, I don't get logged off ever because it's constantly hitting the server and refreshing my session. Refreshing. Enter the Wumpa says, why does the bugbear in the box drop pants if it's nothing but a bugbear head on a spring? It's not. It's actually a bugbear with a spring in between his head and his body who just lives in that box.
Yeah, you just... you can't see in the box in the picture, so... Maybe he is just a head, but he keeps a pair of pants to remind him longingly of the days when he had legs.
Yeah, could be. Or maybe just every time every once in a while when you beat one, you happen to find a pair of bugbear pants laying around on your way back to your campsite. Enemy Lasagna asks if we're planning any more horrible things to do to Hank, like maybe getting electrocuted or beaten up by penguins or zapped into a frog and then stepped on.
It's been so long since, so much... We had something in mind that we were going to do, but we didn't then do it, and it's been so long that we're probably going to have to come up with some other new event before we can do that now. But, you know, nobody minds new events.
Yeah. We should do something. We should fix Hanks.
Yeah.
Alphonse Braun says, why can't the search players function search for player IDs as well as their name? Because the search players function sucks balls. And really needs to be rewritten. Quaggy says, hey, Jake, any possibility of Leroy Jenkins references in the 8 new zones? No, sorry. The Gunrun says, hey guys, I'm going off to band camp this weekend. Got any tips?
Try not to put any flutes in your pussy on the way through the parking lot.
The Gunrun says, oh yeah, my ex-girlfriend will be there the entire time too. Have any words of advice to offer me? Same words.
Yeah, basically.
Oatgan says, hey, Jake, if you think rape is so amusing, then why don't you make it the next grimoire item? You wave your hands and poof, you acquire a big box of rape.
Can you get it in a box?
Canola oil is made from rape seeds. So you could have, like, rape is, I think, another word for, rape is the plant that yields canola oil. So, yeah, you could get a box of that, and you can use it to make healthy popcorn.
Big bottle of rape oil. Yeah. Wow.
Rape seed. One Ton Tomato says, are you happy with the Marmot Clover drop rate? Yes.
This is one of the questions I answered, but I didn't have much of an answer. What's your answer?
I'm happy with it.
There you go.
Dark Half says, my letter had no clover, what gives? Yeah, I forgot to push that out for a second. I got it later that day, so sorry to anybody who didn't get them. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why doesn't the White Satin Knight drop a White Satin Doll? What's a White Satin Doll?
Yeah, I don't get that either.
Also says, hey guys, will there ever be a weapon that changes from melee to ranged or staff depending on your highest stat? No. Also says, idea for holiday, Martinus 5th could be Towel Day. You buy... weird. Okay. You were talking about a way to continue your Scott B. What?
It's like we're only getting half of his messages.
Yeah.
Will you be able to use certain foods with flat dough to make?
That's very strange.
Yeah.
Agent Lex is refusing to adventure until the 150 effects trophy is implemented.
Maybe we should talk about that. Release him from his misery.
Jump the Shark says, I'll tell you what, if we ever make that, Agent Lex, we will grandfather you in, so you can go ahead and adventure.
That's fair.
Jump the Shark says, if you didn't create this game, do you think you would play it? Why or why not? I would probably play it. Grok the Mad says, Satin Doll is a famous jazz song. Well, you know, name 10 famous white jazz musicians. That's why. The White Knight, or the Knight in White Satin, doesn't it? Oh, man. Is it racist to imply that black people are better at something than white people?
I don't know. That's an interesting question.
I don't know, Jump the Shark, if I would play the game or not. I probably would. I think I would be kind of excited by it. I don't know that I would play it regularly, but I would check back in every couple of months to see what had been added, I think.
I was thinking it'd be interesting if we could, like, blank out our memories for a while and play the game as though we'd never seen it before or had written much of it.
I mean, you know.
Just to get that new player perspective directly.
Yep. Noob. Jump the Shark says, how about making minus combat modifiers, smooth movement, etc., affect how long you keep your hedge maze? After all, shouldn't being able to move smoothly help you avoid giant shrubs? Nah, I don't want those effects to do anything else. Glebe says, combat text idea, have the drywall axe replace bam pow with hacks, poon, wall hacks.
Headshot.
Madeline says, ye old goat's adventure at the goatlet. Somehow. Let's see. Cornoke says, now that we have a way to make cacophonous industrial sounds, will that be an acceptable, perhaps preferable way to play music for our Dark Lord? How do we make cacophonous industrial sounds?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Glebe says, why can you trade MSG but not delectable catalysts? Huh. I wonder if I meant to make MSG tradable.
I don't know.
I mean, it doesn't... You always need the walk to do anything with MSG. So it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you can use it, you can buy it. So...
Yeah.
And if you can buy it, you can use it. So it's, yeah. Rickett says, what made you guys realize how important clovers are? Well, you know, we've always known in our hearts. Max Vance says, how could you roll out the new Clover Adventures without having the Hermit have clovers? Well, we're in the middle of making some decisions about that.
Mwahaha.
Woo-hoo-hoo. Arago says, why are there no booze giants in the castle? Since they're at a lower level than the other giants, was it just really easy for the Nobgoblins to capture the whole genus? Sorry about that typo. Hey, neat. They all fell down drunk. And when they woke up, every single one of them was in the menagerie. Nasher points out an issue with the last adventure in a section of the Friar's Quest. Okay, that's something that I can probably fix. Black Belt Duck says, can you make it possible to emote in private messages? Cat. Wow, that was insane what just happened with that cat. I don't know about that. What would it look like? Well, Dick private dances.
Yeah.
I mean...
I guess it could just be... You could reverse it. Private Jick dances. Colonel
Jick Eisenhower. Private Jick dances. What'd you say? I said Colonel.
Colonel Eisenhower does something something.
Does lines of blow off of hooker's tits.
Yeah.
Good old Colonel Eisenhower. Yeah, that guy was a real party guy. Nearly Meatless Nick says, why can't people spend Mr. Balloons in Mr. Store? I don't know.
Because they're not Mr. enough, I guess.
Unguided says, will you ever nerf the cold resistance of the Dungeoneer's dungarees in order to make the Trapsor quest harder? I hope not. I don't know that any serious speed players bother dicking around in the... Limerick dungeon to get those. I think that it's pretty much okay. Satire asks if there will ever be a way to turn wads back into nuggets or powders. Pardon me. No. Present says, you've been doing great work, however. Aren't you worried this clover tune will let players skip too many areas? It almost seems a symptom of a need for more area content. Huh. That's an interesting interpretation of the... I mean, I don't know that... I'm,
I don't know. I don't know that it necessarily, you know, the people who would use a clover to skip an area are not the kind of people who would enjoy spending time in that area anyway.
Yeah.
You know,
and chances are they've already seen it several times.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, sure, every zone should be more interesting, every zone should be more fun, but at some point we gotta say that they're done, you know? Yeah. Jump the Shark says, whoa, would you rather be like Gumby or Hercules or a hybrid Gumbercules?
Isn't that, what was that action figure's name? Stretch Armstrong?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had this weird action figure when I was a kid that was, it was like Stretch Armstrong, only it was this weird green guy that you could actually pull apart and then stick back together.
Whoa.
And you had to keep him inside this little volcano that he would rise up out of in this cage, and the volcano was filled with slime.
I remember the ads for that. I totally wanted one of those.
I got one, and the slime dried up after like a month, and you just couldn't, I mean, then it was just ruined, which really kind of sucks. But
it was a great ad, though.
Yeah, no, it was a neat idea. And then you had this big slimy green dude that was all stretchy. And you could tear it apart and stick it back together. It was kind of never the same after that. Like, once you broke the arm once, it would always break in that spot, you know? Mm-hmm. But it would...
Yep. Yvang says, I gotta compliment you guys because every time you read my name on the radio show, it sounds better than I've actually pronounced it. Well, you should take the marbles out of your mouth. Dreamer TK says, for every successful hit with a giant needle equipped, could it give the monster AIDS, making it lose some hit points every round, but every fumble you get an amount of adventures poisoned? Yeah, when you're poisoned in this game, it's AIDS. Luckily, they sell that cure for AIDS.
Yeah, yeah. AIDS apparently wears off in just, like, 5 turns.
Yeah. Did you see that thing on Slashdot about how they've apparently had, so far, success with the first clinical trials of an AIDS vaccine? And people were kind of freaking out because they were like, well, you know, if there ever is an AIDS vaccine, people will stop looking for a cure, so everybody who already has AIDS is kind of fucked. But I mean, everybody who already has AIDS is kind of fucked
anyway. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I believe that science would find a cure for AIDS in the next like 20 years. And apparently the drugs are effective enough now that, you know, you, unless you're really young when you get it, you're probably just as likely to die of something else before you die of AIDS, as of AIDS. I don't know if that's entirely true, but according to NPR, it said something like that. Vlad Sheepshank says, what happened to my last adventure, Link? It used to say Market Square 28 days later. Now it says none. I haven't adventured since the Grey Plague was cured. Oh, I see, because it's actually Vlad Sheepshank. Yeah, I took all of the zones that, just for some housekeeping, I took all the zones that were no longer accessible, and I changed the numbers so that we could reuse those low zone numbers. Maybe someday. Although that's probably a bad idea because of situations like Vlad Sheepshank's. And actually, I don't think that Xenophobe's location spindler is ever going to reuse the low numbers anyway, because it always just uses the...
Yeah, I think it just adds one.
Well, no, that's not entirely true, because the highest zones in there are 999. Maybe it knows to ignore 999.
Someone else says, how come it doesn't take initiative to run away anymore? Just twiddle your thumbs for 30 rounds, and then you're out of combat. Ah, that sucks.
Oh, crap. I totally never thought of that.
But, I mean, you have to... Well, right, because the monster doesn't attack when you twiddle your thumbs.
Why doesn't it?
I don't know.
No, you know, it's probably because of saw spheres.
Yeah, and it was an abusive way of getting the monster to, you know, do a free attack on you, but it also, people were happy about it because, like, page timeouts no longer resulted in the monster getting a free hit.
Right, yeah.
Maybe it should not advance the round limit.
That would work.
I mean, you could just sit there doing it forever, but...
But who would, though, so...
Yeah. The round limit is goofy. The round limit is different if you have auto-attack turned on, I found out.
Really?
Yeah. just because of the way it works. Like, with auto attack, you do something in round zero of the combat. Otherwise, you don't do anything until round one. Man, I am fucking covered with mosquito bites, and that really blows. I don't remember getting bitten by a whole bunch of mosquitoes.
I haven't encountered any mosquitoes at all. Is there, like, a pool of standing water by your house or something?
Maybe there is. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, will the type of wand you have ever be significant?" No.
It's only how you wave it.
It's not the size of the wand, I guess. Fred Levi says, "Has Jick ever seen FLCL? Even if it's anime with only 6 episodes, even he could give it a chance."
I enjoy it. I don't know if you will or not. It's pretty insane.
Insane how? Like Adult Swim retarded?
No,
insane, or like
it's very manic. It's I wouldn't go so far as to say stream of consciousness, but I don't know. It's hard to tell. I'm not sure. I'm not a good judge of what you'll like or not like anyway.
Huh.
You keep surprising me.
By not liking things that you think that I'll like?
Or vice versa.
Huh. Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, will there ever be some equipment that can be equipped to any slot and does something different depending on where it's equipped?"
Oh, I have it if you want to borrow it, by the way.
You have a piece of equipment that does that?
No, FLCL.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll watch one episode here at some point. Enemy Lasagna says, "Will you separate the melee weapons into melee and mystical weapons like you've done with ranged?" No. The closest thing that there will ever be to mist weapons are the chef staves, and those are going to work kind of differently. We've figured out what we're going to do with them. If you hit with them, it's just going to be like hitting somebody with a stick, but it'll... Their value will be in their enchantments and in a kind of a special use thing. Enemy Lasagna asked if there will ever be an outfit consisting of nothing but accessories. No. Every outfit has to either have a hat or pants and a weapon or an accessory. Because otherwise, you'll be able to have more than one outfit on at the same time, and we do not want that to be the case. Actually, you know what? I don't know that that's true. As long as any outfit has a hat or pants, and there are no two-item outfits except ones that are just hat and pants, I think, is the way that it works. Because it's any combination of, like, hat, weapon, accessory, pants, weapon, accessory, and since you have to have 3 items, you will always end up with either hat or pants and not be able to... Yeah. Jump the Shark asks, "Why do 2 summoned items, Dry Noodles and Little Paper Umbrellas, have different auto sell values, 1 and 35? I don't remember.
It's probably just left over from before Little Paper Umbrellas were summonable, would be my guess. Back when they were only a drop at the shore.
Grimdall says, "How about an additional encounter in Valhalla for those who ascend with hobos? Foul Ron, who isn't too pleased about what the hobo does to him." I remember seeing the Foul Ron thing when I was writing this.
Foul Ron is a homeless guy in the Discworld series. He's the one with the sentient stench.
Ah. Loopy Chica says, "The leaderboards count the days an Ascension took with respect to rollover. Ascension history does it per actual Arizona day. Could Ascension history do it the leaderboard way?" Yeah. Somebody make a note of that. K-mail me. Strong Bad Fan EX says, "When I use a 668 scroll and get papayas, I repeatedly get the message, 'You get a papaya.' Shouldn't they all appear at once like you gain X papayas, or am I missing something?"
You get them one at a time. They pelt you with them.
Yeah, I should probably look at that, actually. Strong Bad Fan EX says, "Although I'm excited for 8 new zones, I don't expect them to be soon, judging by the amount of content that would have to be written. Would I be correct or not?" Well, I mean, the thing is, with breaks to work on Tuesday stuff, that's kind of all we've been working on.
Yeah. We're making headway.
Yeah, the various zones are in various states of completion. Some of them aren't going to consist of that much and are only really going to be important relative to the other ones, but it's eight zones along the lines of when Cobb's Knob opens up, so they're not like, you know, they're not eight zones like south of the border.
Yeah.
You know, like, or some decent sized, you know, zones there. They're, you know, they're all, we've got one zone so far, like one that I feel like is pretty much completed, except it doesn't have any non-combats in it yet, which maybe in this one I should throw them a bone and not have any non-combats.
Yeah.
But it's got like five monsters, each of which has at least a couple drops, and that's actually completely done except for artwork. So the first of the eight is actually finished. The second one is done except for what is going to end up being most of the work of the entire set of eight zones, because it's the most ridiculous thing Riff has ever come up with.
Yeah.
That's going to be fun. But yeah, I mean, I'm planning on getting a lot of work done. My wife is out of town. She's Phoenix and Nama are at PAX this weekend, and so I'm gonna probably be doing nothing but working and playing World of Warcraft, because that's what I do when I don't get to hang out with my wife. So yeah, I don't know. I'm gonna be putting in some serious effort in these eight new zones.
Woo! Freebird.
Strong Bad EX also says, I remember the mention of ketchup chips a while back, and while in Poland this summer, I saw a shelf of ketchup Cheetos. The only other kind I found was pizza flavor. Disgusting.
Yeah, I mean, I like regular old ketchup, but I don't think I could handle something that was artificially flavored to taste like ketchup.
I think I had ketchup chips. I think they brought some to Con last year.
Yeah.
And they weren't bad. They brought all kinds of weird flavors of potato chips, and they all were, you know, relatively...
I like the cheese and onion ones. Those are really good.
I like pretty harsh potato chip flavors. I would say salt and vinegar is probably my favorite kind of potato chip.
Those are good.
And like dill. I like dill potato chips. That's But they had those like shrimp flavored ones, which just didn't taste like shrimp at all, and were just kind of like vaguely salty. Strong Bad Fanny X asks, what are our favorite foods? He personally likes spaghetti with small bits of salmon and zucchini with a sauce of heavy cream and goat cheese. That seems like it would kill you.
I could do that without the salmon.
Not a huge zucchini fan. I like turkey. If I had to pick what was my favorite food, I would probably just say turkey in its various forms. Like big old turkey leg at the Renaissance Festival, pretty fucking good. And then like a turkey sandwich with like provolone and pickles and mustard, that's pretty fucking good. And like a turkey burger.
If you're talking about like a specific dish, I like chicken tikka marsala from the Indian place, but I don't know, more generally, Brussels sprouts are really good.
Strong Bad Fan also says, why exactly do you dislike speed ascending? I don't. Archangel UK says, Gauze Hammock, when? And the defective skull totally needs to be untinkerable into null lips and a dull skull. But then you could use the grimoire to get free null lips.
Yeah, and that would be terrible. We can't allow that to happen.
The Gauze Hammock, eventually... Maybe I should try and do that for Tuesday. I think we pretty much figured out how we were going to do it. Didn't we?
What was that? I'm sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
The gauze hammock thing.
I don't recall.
I think,
In fact, I've forgotten what exactly it was.
It's the equivalent of the beanbag chair. It's a thing that you can rest in specifically just to heal hit points and double the hit points you heal.
Yeah.
Archangel UK says, hey guys, while I'm aware that nothing in KOL necessarily makes sense, now that the Citadel trophy is out and about, how about a trophy for the worst meal ever? Same amounts for the Arches foods. And while we've got the rock pop slash cola exploder effect, the damn Mentos slash cola craziness on the web won't die, so why not reference it with the Winto Fresh? Because Winto Fresh are lifesavers, not
yeah,
Mentos.
Yeah, I don't think it works with the Winto Fresh.
We should do a fresh maker.
Der Freshen gemacht.
I had a game called Golden Sun I lost, says, why is the name letter maximum so low? I wanted a longer name, but it wouldn't let me. The outrage.
I think that's why.
Yeah. 001 says, hey, Asymmetric Team, I'm having this awesome burger barbecue tomorrow, but I had to invite my coworkers who are vegetarians and women, and they're all like hippie chicks. Is my barbecue party ruined already? What do I do? Only if you think that hot hippie chicks equal ruining a party. I like my parties to have lots of hot hippie chicks. And my wife. Gorblack says, naming the gift shop guy will be considerably harder if you insist on wearing those boxing gloves. Evang says, will there ever be another Jill-styled familiar? I just got the equipment for it with my chameleon, and I'm looking forward to using it with mine. I don't know. What's the Jill? It's like a volleyball plus attack familiar? That's like
yeah.
Spooky attack? I don't know.
I mean, that is something we could do once we start completely running out of ideas, is just recycling old stuff with different names and different messages.
Yeah. Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, why don't the Grave Robbers Mobies drop coffin lids? Oh, that's a good point. They should probably have the same drop rate as the robbers. Evang says, perhaps to improve Spirit of Rigatoni, it could be made a buff that improves the attack power of staff weapons greatly. Nah, Spirit of Rigatoni is spoken for. Redpot says, why isn't there a clan average PvP ranking leaderboard? I don't know. Cyan220 says, why doesn't using the maiden wig yield a maiden head? And with that laying right there, how do you not make some kind of deflowering joke? Well, it does make a maid head. And it does make that joke in the description.
Yep. Went back in time.
CommieBat says, would you consider making Habanero D-level like Psalm of Pointiness as a stasis nerf? Probably not, because then it would kind of be the exact same thing as Psalm of Pointiness. Greater Being says, do you have any tips on how to send donations via mail successfully? There have been basically zero reports of anything getting lost in the mail since I've been doing it. And
just like wrapping in a couple of sheets of notebook paper. And
yeah. It's in general, I just think that mail doesn't get tampered with.
Yeah.
I was actually pretty impressed. Somebody sent an envelope. It had been torn up and placed in one of those post office, we tore up your envelope things, and it still had a $10 bill in it that was visible from the outside. It was just an envelope with a $10 bill in it. Well, I think the player name was written on the inside of the envelope.
On the inside of the envelope?
Yeah.
That seems kind of risky.
But if they didn't steal that one, I just don't think they're going to steal anything. Draco Shade says, why can't we perm organs of steel, or in some way at least earn all three in one life? Because that's unbalancing. Sir Phil Shady says, any chance of a Stephen King-themed zone sometime in the foreseeable future? Probably not. I don't know what it would even be.
This is a zone where you get hit by an SUV.
Oh, zing. Point. Trample Underfoot says, why does the Hamethyst ring look nothing like a ring and exactly like the Hamethyst bracelet turned counterclockwise? Well, that's the glory of art recycling. Cyan220 says, also I mentioned on Monday, though Riff and Scully didn't read it, that the Count from Sesame Street's full name was Count Von Count, according to a Wikipedia article, in case Jit cared. Oh, I care. Zelzor says, what if you could combine a nunchaku with a catapult and make a nunchuck that tosses nuns at your opponent?
Where are you going to get all those nuns?
Plus, they'd all nuns can fly, so they wouldn't ever hit your target. They just go back to the convent.
They just fly away.
And discipline each other with rulers.
Hot.
Cyan220 says, also, I'm curious if this should have happened. I just got my wand, and I'm hitting the Sorceress's lair today. I only have Jarlsberg's key, so I zapped it, and I got Pete's key. When I zapped it again, it went back to Jarlsberg's, and since I could still zap, I did it one last time and ended back up with Pete's. Is it RNG type random? Because I always thought it cycled, but how it cycled was random each day. No, that is entirely random. Troy Palamalu says, are you bringing back the Crimbo Toy Factory and toy making this year? Something like that.
Something in that vein.
Blex says, there are 13-year-olds playing this game who cannot even begin to understand the references within. Couldn't we, you know, get rid of them? Get rid of the references?
That's probably get rid of the 13-year-olds.
Riff, let's go through and get rid of all the jokes.
Okay.
So that 13-year-olds will enjoy the game more. Troy Palamalu says, why is Radio Bugbear a seal clubber? Why doesn't he have the dancing bugbear tattoo? This is Bolshevism. Sheer Bolshevism.
Wow. Goodness, I've never been accused of Bolshevism before.
Potato Man says, if you had an Australian dollar, what would you do with it? I would buy a kangaroo. I don't know. I would find something else, and with that and my Australian dollar, buy a cup of Australian coffee. Okay, like a liberal arts degree. I would take my liberal arts degree, and with that and my Australian dollar, I would buy a cup of Australian coffee. So, Thistlehair says, will you confirm or deny the existence of another item made from the zombie pineal gland? No. I Can Never Forget says, I will be attending the KOL Con at Arizona Mills, and in the info for it, you said you were open to challenges for Guitar Hero. Well, I would like to challenge you. Well, I would like to accept that challenge.
Dun dun! It's on!
I think we're going to have two separate Guitar Heroes going.
Wow.
Although, I'm not terribly excited about hauling a television in and out of GameWorks. Maybe they have TVs we can use.
We're taking them to GameWorks? I thought it was just for the barbecue.
Well, it's also for the barbecue. Maybe we shouldn't take them to GameWorks.
Seems to me like the kind of thing GameWorks would frown upon.
Yeah, bring in your own video game.
Yeah.
That's good point.
I also wonder if people wouldn't prefer, if we're going to have two consoles set up at the barbecue, if they wouldn't prefer having, like, the new Soul Calibur or something on the second one.
Well, I mean, we'll certainly have
two.
More than one game, but I mean, just figure since we have so many. I have two guitars at home, and there's two guitars here at the office.
Yeah,
although one of them is
one and a half.
One guitar and one shitty, useless guitar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Life Tiki says, I keep on hearing the words eight new zones on the Monday show. I think you all should make a new continent with eight new zones where one saves the rest of the royal family. What?
This is kind of a question of where all the rest of the nobles are. Or is King Ralph the only one?
No, I remember. That was the premise of King Ralph.
That's right.
Jemsy80 says, is it nails? The small nails that some people call tacks? The thing from your garage is a wrench. A tiny plastic, your mother. Jemsy80, you're not making any goddamn sense at all. Boredom Man says, do you listen to Dragon Force? I'm going to be seeing them in concert. I've never heard of Dragon Force.
So I'm going to guess it's a heavy metal band.
You know, so one of my wife's friends in California has started a band. Apparently they just started this band as a joke, and like within weeks were playing gigs all over the city because they like caught on. But the band is called Necro Goblin Con, and they just sing these ridiculous metal songs that are all about goblins. And it was pretty awesome. The one song that I heard, it was about Goblin Island, the place where goblins are born.
That's pretty cool.
And it rhymed outer space with the goblin race. Yeah, if we can get them out of here, they might play at the party with the mini bosses. Woo, mini bosses at the party. Yeah. That Aaron Burke from the mini bosses, he's a nice motherfucker.
He seemed like a cool guy when I met him.
And Naked Jew says, do you guys like Mythbusters? I've been watching a lot of it lately, and it seems like it's just your style. I like Mythbusters.
I only saw it once, but it seemed pretty cool.
I think The Pretentious Artist got me the first season of it on DVD for my birthday. That was nice.
Cool.
Natsa says, rumors of a harder core true? If not, make them reality, please. You'll be satisfied with NS13. It might take you a while to be satisfied. It might take everyone a while to be satisfied, but... Robo9981 says, Jick and Riff, I love KOL, you are my heroes. Anyway, how would you recommend getting a player base for a free online game? Just have it be good, and then people will come to it.
Yep. I mean, a few days ago, I researched and found, like, lists of free online MMOs and played, like, all of them I could stand to play, and like almost none of them were worth anything. So if you can make one that's actually good and fun to play, you're on top.
I mean, I feel like the main problem that I have with other games like that, especially just like web-based RPGs, is that none of them have any content.
Yeah.
Like they just don't really consist of anything except the game.
Yeah.
And you know, that's not what I want.
I mean, it's just... they're all just a progress quest, except you actually have to sit there and click it.
Excuse me. Oh, man. Something happened. I got timed out of the server. Need to log back in. Stop belching and hiccuping. Check my messages. Sorry, kids.
Robo9981 asks if we support our salaries and office fees based on donations alone, or if there's some strange outside force funding you.
Now, there is no strange outside force. It's just all Mr. A's.
Yep. So please donate so I can pay my student loans.
I thought of something kind of funny the other day that we should put into the game. A guy with a sword standing perfectly still, and he's a Tasmanian dervish. Because, you know, the Tasmanian in him is whirling in one direction, and the dervish is whirling the other at exactly the same speed.
Okay.
I chuckled at myself. Disco Rabbi says, it would be a good idea to add Veteran 2. As time goes by, the prestige of having access to it diminishes. Yeah, but, I mean, the prestige of having access to Veteran 2 would diminish over time. I mean...
well, they'd have another year.
The Dread Pirate Wesley says, can you tell me what the origin is for the fuzz bump? If it were a real-life drink, what would be in it? I made up my own recipe for a yummy juice drink I call fuzz bump. I don't know. I mean, fuzz bump was just kind of a vaguely naughty-esque term that Scully came up with for a drink, so... Gleeb says that the pirates would have spleen items to balance out the consumables. Slow and Steady also thought of the Seven of Diamonds. Gleeb's thought of the Ace of Clubs. Sir Phil Shady says, did I just hear you say that the kingdom is on Omicron Persei 8? That was weird. We were just talking about Omicron Persei 8 the other day.
It couldn't possibly be, though, because you can see Omicron Persei 8 through the telescope.
Yeah.
When were you just talking about Omicron Persei 8?
Oh, in the car. I was talking to Aaliyah about it. I mean, Phoenix, whose real name is unknown. Yeah, I don't remember how it came up. We should take a break because it's we need more questions, kids, and it's 10:01. But I don't have any music queued up. I'm not used to this. Since I'm on Scully's computer, I'm only gonna play music that Scully hates.
So, we're going to do, 13 minutes of Fatboy Slim. All right, everybody, we'll see you in 13 minutes.
WGCN, who's this?
Hey, this is Brad.
Now, who's your favorite artist? Who do you want to hear?
Well, my favorite artist right now is Fatboy Slim. That guy kicks ass.
How tremendous is Fatboy Slim?
The band of the 90s, if you want to call it a band, because it's a one-man name.
Wow. Fatboy, and you want to hear that new Fatboy song?
Absolutely.
Which one?
The, it's Funk Soul Brother. Check it out.
Sing it. I don't know which one.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul.
Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Check it out now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. The Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. About now. Check it out now. Funk Soul Brother. Right about now. Funk
And we're back.
Woo.
Let's see if we got any questions. Whoa, weird. That was strange. Miss Gwynn also asked if the bug with the clover in the letter has been fixed, and yeah, it was fixed that same day. Palpy says, you said before that the reason that the Cola Wars were so long ago but Susie isn't really old is because a year is 4 KOL years. You guys should check the codex before spouting bullshit. It's the concordance, not the codex.
And like we have one.
No, we do. We found it. It was printed on metal, and we found it buried in the desert or something.
Yeah. Are you sure that was a concordance? Are you sure it wasn't nothing?
Yeah. Slow and Steady says, when fullness exceeds the max, you can give the user X adventures of rolling in agony effect. Eh. And you'd know exactly how many... If you were careful, you could use that to gauge exactly how many fullness every food item took up. Colt Score says, can you remove the MP cost for casting Smiles of Mr. A when in hardcore? No. I don't want it to just be free. Pikachamp says, could there ever be Mr. Equipment, such as Mr. Hat, Mr. Pants, Mr. Weapon, and Mr. Offhand, and they would form together with Mr. A, the Mr. Outfit, and unlock the Mr. Tattoo? Probably not. I don't want to Mr. Hat. I don't want to do the whole South Park thing.
Yeah. And Mr. Pants, I think, is a...
It's a website.
Website, but there's also a Game Boy Advance game called Mr. Pants, I believe. Except it's from Britain, so it's referring to underpants. It's kind of a weird game.
Zatchel says, if one felt so inclined, one could face the Nobgoblin King if said being was falling down drunk. Is this intentional or an accident? That's an oversight. Doppelheathen says, Jick likey shiny. What did I say I liked that was shiny?
Well, I mean, isn't it true, though?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I like everything that's shiny, I guess. Ivang says, D-dude, rape in a box sounds awesome. Please make it. No, we're not putting rape in a box. I Can Never Forget says, have you considered adding a rare monster to the 8-bit realm that's something from the 16-bit era?
It would be twice as hard to draw.
Ho-ho! Bizkit says, will the asbestos slash chrome slash linoleum pre-made items like the stick and the crossbow string be re-implemented into the game? No. The Gunrun says, why is KOL Stargazer down? I do not know. Quietus says, any chance of having plus minus combat bonuses enabling hidden combat adventures in non-combat areas and vice versa? While that would be interesting,
it's currently set up to where if something has a 0 or 100% chance of adventure, then it won't, adjustments don't have any impact at all, and that kind of needs to happen. Although I believe now it's no longer possible for that to throw the game into some kind of loop. Well, it depends. It depends on which one happened first, I guess. No, I don't know. You know, it probably wouldn't halt at all anymore. Quaggy says, will you continue to add defective skull comments? I don't know. Maybe, if we think of something funny.
Throw some in every now and then as we think of some good ones. It could happen.
Count says, does everyone there at the office listen to NPR? I mean, I listen to NPR.
It's like India does. I don't listen to the radio practically at all.
I mean, I basically only listen to it in the car. Mm. You know, and I... Ubishine says, hey, Jack, how do the Nobgoblins create sausages if there aren't any farm animals running around? Is cannibalism in the question? No. They get them from the stuff in the menagerie. Count says, will we ever be able to use the whoopee cushion on other people? No. Robo9981 says, shouldn't the mosquito bites have healed you? I mean, isn't that what they do in real life? KOL is life, right? No, Jesus is life. And FLCL FTW. Sir Phil Shady says that I should keep some Sabertooth Limes around to keep me safe from the mosquitoes. Terrible asks if we've ever played the Dynasty Warriors / Samurai Warriors series. I'm totally obsessed with them. They helped me get through Oxy. I have not.
One of them. I played like one of the earlier ones. I don't recall which one. They seemed okay.
I mean, it seems like what it's just kind of like a beat 'em up, or is
yeah,
it like
it's a giant? Well, it's a giant beat 'em up, but you also have to be. You have to keep an eye on the movements of the various. Armies, because if too many like strategic points get captured by the opposing army, you lose, and the other commanders that are computer run on your side are usually crap.
Mm.
So you can't trust them to take care of business for you while you're off beating up cannon fodder.
Ikpundu says, how about being able to make spooky grow fertilizer out of bat guano and give a few more reasons to have spooky grow fertilizer? We actually finally solved that issue. Today, actually. There'll be a change to the fertilizer with some of the content in the 8 new zones!
Woo!
Cold Score says, how about a snake familiar with equipment of a plane? Snake on a plane. I was happy that Snakes on a Plane did real shitty. What was it that Scully said? It had a worse opening weekend than the Garfield movie?
I forget who originally said that, but yeah.
That's gotta be.
It got pretty decent reviews, as I recall.
Did it?
Let me see what it says on Rotten Tomatoes.
Quaggy says, I think Nico-chan-314 should have an in-game weapon called Dildo Chucks.
Yeah, I got 68%.
You got 68% Dildo Chucks?
Snakes on the Plane got 68% score on RottenTomatoes.com.
Robo9981 says, my highest Guitar Hero score is 275,000 on Even Rats. Even Rats?
Even Rats?
I don't know what that means.
Even rats live on no evil star?
Are even rats never?
Yeah.
That doesn't work. Even rats star never? Boy. I Can Never Forget says, what level do you play in Guitar Hero, and are you excited about John the Fisherman in Guitar Hero 2?
Oh,
I don't.
Oh, awesome.
I don't know the song John the Fisherman.
Primus.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know. I played Guitar Hero 2 at Lollapalooza. They were demoing it, and it's neat. The multiplayer, the fact that you can... The fact that you can select different difficulties for each player in multiplayer. Like, I play Guitar Hero on Expert. I've gotten up to... I'm not, like, great at it on expert. I think I've gotten 5 stars on all the first 2 tiers in expert, and then I've gotten up to Crossroads, which I just can't beat in expert. Although, granted, I only tried maybe 8 times, and that was enough. That was more tries than it took me to ever beat anything else. Blockwabat says, were you aware that according to commonsensemedia.com, KOL should be restricted to age 17 plus because alcohol and violence shouldn't be associated with play, while Rome Total War scores a meager 13 plus because while it's a game about killing people, there's no blood? Common Sense Media seems to lack a measurable amount of common sense. I mean, they provided a lot of great quotes for our presentation.
Yeah. My question, though, is what the fuck? Rome Total War doesn't have blood in it?
I mean, I guess it's a real-time strategy. Maybe it just never lets you zoom in far enough.
Oh, well.
Quaggy says, if I can't go to con, I will cry. What will you do? If I can't go to con, I will... I don't know.
You'd probably be in a hospital or prison would probably be the 2 conditions that kept you from con.
Speaking of a hospital, I had a real fun day on Tuesday. I woke up with this like stabbing pain in my back, and I went to the hospital, and then they said I had a kidney stone, and I passed a kidney stone, and it hurt real, real, real bad. They say it's like having a baby. A little tiny jagged baby through your urethra.
Oh, man.
Or really, it's going through the ureter that hurts. Actually, pissing it out was not even noticeable.
Yeah.
But, and Naked Juice says, I still can't believe Zeno's real name is
Greta. You can get it mounted in a ring.
What's that?
Did you save it?
Yeah, because they give you, like, a strainer to piss through until it comes out, right, so that they can make sure that it has come out, I guess, as opposed to getting, like, lodged in your bladder or whatever. But it's very tiny, smaller than a match head, but seriously, the most intense pain that I've ever experienced.
Wow.
It was pretty awful.
You should get it mounted on a ring for your wife.
I put it in an envelope that says, kidney stone, do not eat. It's on my bookshelf. I could go the William Shatner route and sell it on eBay. I mean, if that cheese hamburger went for $130 or whatever.
Oh, boy.
Devil's Elbow suggests the channel be called Veteran 2 Electric Boogaloo. <'Cause> everything 2 is Electric Boogaloo.
Yep.
Reverend Noodleyson says, Dear Jick and Riff, with meat in the game unedible, how about making fat stacks of cash a food? It's paper.
Yeah, God. Don't be ridiculous.
Justice1234 says, Your views on Pluto no longer being a planet? I just don't care. One way or another, you know? Like, I
think it's disrespectful to the Mickey Mouse's dog.
Also, I saw
that joke was disrespectful to everybody listening.
There was that whole there was a thing on this not the sneeze. I read Boing Boing for the first time in forever today, and there was a picture of a billboard that showed like this giant asteroid crashing into Earth, and it said if you treat Pluto like an asteroid, it'll start acting like one. The Gunrun says, "What are some of the typos in the Choose Your Own Adventure book?" There were only 2 typos, weren't there? And
the only one I recall was it had a van instead of that on the front page. I don't know what the other one was.
And Naked Juice says the Tasmanian dervish made him laugh so fucking hard he scared the guy across the hall. Sailor Bowser says maybe you could use the senior mints for that thing with combining mints and cola. No, because junior mints are nothing like Mentos either.
The Mentos, it's something in the gelatin they use to make them, I think, or some combination of the mint and the gelatin. I don't know.
That causes the Coke thing.
Yeah.
What I read was that they don't really know.
Huh.
But the one theory was that the fact that the outside is super porous creates just a whole bunch of surface area for the bubbles to form on all at once.
Hmm.
But
that seems believable, but that's a lot of foam.
Yeah, I mean, it really seems like there'd be something better than Mentos. You know, it seems like there's got to be something better.
Golf ball.
Golf balls aren't really porous, though.
Yeah.
I mean, like a sponge.
Yeah.
You know, like, these sponges aren't really porous.
Right? Sponges serve the definition of porous.
Bahu says, "Dear Jick, Scully hates Fatboy Slim because they suck. Also, how did you play music he hates from his computer?" I didn't. It's from the network drive. And Fatboy Slim does not suck, and it's a guy, not a they.
That, Weapon of Choice is a good song. I'm not really familiar with any of the rest of their stuff.
Enter the Wumpus says, "Will the asymmetric.net website ever be updated? The link to KOL doesn't even work anymore." Oh, it'll eventually become our, like, corporate website. We've decided that our mission is to defend the frontier against Zur and the Codan Armada.
I could get behind that 100%. Yeah,
I think we'd all be pretty satisfied with that. As a
are we going to write that up in an official mission statement document?
Yep. We need a business plan for a fleet. I plan on giving as many people as possible the business. Kane Alexia says, "If you did make another RPG, would you place it in the same world KOL is in, or would you make it completely separate? Also, are the two islands in KOL the only two islands on its world?" Well, we don't know yet. Yeah. If I made another RPG, I would want it to be something completely different. Although, the one kind of idea that we have for another project, we wanted to try this. We wanted to see if we could actually delegate, like, if we could split it out. If there was a game that was entirely... We made a game that was entirely designed by me and Riff, balanced by Hot Stuff, written by Scully, and coded by Zeno, just to see what would happen if we tried to work that way, so that, you know, each person just had kind of individual tasks to perform. And that would be something that I've been tossing around for a long time, which is the whole, it's like, It takes place in KOL, but it's from a monster's perspective, and you build a base.
We could still do that. I think our skills, or at least you and my and Scully's skills, blend over a lot. Because I'm like writing ideas, and you're writing and ideas and coding, and well, Scully's mostly just writing, but.
Scully and I don't go out drinking anymore, so the idea phase of his work kind of...
Yeah.
Although, you know, a lot of times the familiars, the items of the month...
That's
just
true.
Right. Basadilla says, "Also, Jick, how was the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert? I just got around to getting their new album and it fucking rocks." Yeah, you know.
I read that question as a misspelling of Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It was good. It was the Mars Volta was good. Although I ended up spending half the Mars Volta show trying to buy a single beer, and the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert was punctuated with like stabbing pains in my dick that were precursors to the kidney stone. So
like man,
I can say,
this band seeing sucks.
Seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers live was a lot like being stabbed in the dick. Over and over again, every few seconds, with a vinegar-coated knife.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that really... I gotta advise against ever having a kidney stone. I almost went to the hospital, or at least to, like, the doctor, instead of going to the concert. But I was like, no, you know what? Whatever's wrong with my urinary tract, I'm sure that just drinking a shitload of beer will make it better. Because, you know, beer just like flushes out your ears. And I was fine except for the stabbing pains in the dick. I'm really glad, because we were way the fuck out west of town for that show. I'm really, really glad that the thing waited until the next morning when I was like a block from the emergency room to actually... The weird thing is, I could have just not done anything, and I would be just as fine as I am right now. The only value of going to the doctor was just in them telling me
what was going on and what to expect.
Yeah. Like, and not, you know that I didn't need to be worried about it or whatever. I didn't even get any pain medication. Like,
they
were gonna give me Demerol, which would have been marginally exciting, I guess. But I, by the time they came back in,
it had apparently left. Like, by the time they sent me in for, like, I got a CAT scan, which was weird. It was like being in a fucking Stargate. Awesome. Like, you go through this, like, circular opening, and there's all these little windows that you see this giant ring, like, whirling around the opening really fast as it feeds you through it. I think, like, my abdomen is totally, like, millions of light years away, getting stabbed with space spears by space black people. Good old Stargate. But yeah. So no, the concert was good. I hadn't been to a concert like that in a long time. And you know what? Two things about the concert make me feel old. One was the having a kidney stone during it, and the other was I enjoyed the concert much more than I would have if I had not had earplugs. Because, yeah. Right. I don't need any more hearing damage.
It took me a second to parse that, that sentence, but
I'm past the hearing damage stage of wanting to go to concerts, you know? Just having some earplugs in, still hear everything. Probably if I saw They Might Be Giants, I would be like, no, I want the full force of They Might Be Giants nailing me in the ears, and I don't care if I'm deaf tomorrow. But, you know, they also aren't as loud. We were in the seventh row. It was crazy. There's like eight guys in the Mars Volta. One of them was playing a saxophone.
Do you read Dr. David Thorpe on Something Awful?
No.
He did a review of Mars Volta's new album, which he trashed pretty bad.
Really?
Yeah, it was funny.
I mean, I've only heard De Laus in the Comatorium.
Yeah, I haven't heard any Mars Volta to say that I have. I mean, I might have heard a song somewhere or other, but...
Putinesca says, why am I getting 15 extra MP at rollover? Do stainless steel items get 15 MP at rollover now? It's possible that... I can't even look at the code because Scully doesn't have PuTTY installed on here. It's possible that you put something extra in your campground. The only thing that changes what you get at rollover is campground equipment. It might be like a pagoda or something. Vash the Stampede says, since Miss Signs have a restaurant and Moxie Signs have the brewery, is there a possibility of having an oxygen bar for Muscle Signs? Probably
oxygen
not.
Oxygen bar like a power bar made entirely of oxygen?
Yeah, there already is one. Reverend Noodleson says, I see why Scully doesn't like Fatboy Slim. That sucked. Yeah, fuck you.
Apparently you're the second item on Google image search for check out my rack.
Wow, that's cool. And kind of surprising. Dr. Van Van Mojo says, any idea when the new shirts will be available in the online store? I think that we mailed... I don't know. We might be waiting for Con now. Because I think they advertised in the Con thing that they would be selling two new shirt designs.
Yeah.
But if they said never before seen, they were lying because we sold them at Comic-Con.
Oh, yeah, there you are. It's you with the El Parazozo mask holding up a wine rack.
Yeah, I remember. I remember living in that apartment. let's see. I don't know about the shirts. We've sent... them to Hot Stuff so that he can take pictures of people in Boston wearing them, like in front of Lincoln's tomb.
What?
Or some other shit that. When I first met Hot Stuff, we went the day after we met at like this restaurant or whatever, and then he was like, "Hey, you want me to show you around Boston tomorrow?" I'm like, "Sure." So he shows we go on like the Freedom Tour or the Liberty Tour or whatever, which is like this walking tour of Boston where there's all these like historical sites and stuff that you see. And he was like, you know, explaining what most of them were, and about half of the stuff that he said was completely made up.
That's awesome.
And yeah, and no, I mean it was entertaining trying to figure out which parts were made up and which parts weren't. And a lot of times it'd be like a plaque that was like, you know, explain half of what he said. And I'm like, okay, I'm guessing that this is the part that you made up. But and he was like, this is Paul Revere's house. And I'm like, yeah, whatever, fuck you. This house is way too boring to be Paul Revere's house. But no, like, Paul Revere lived in this sort of just featureless shed. so anyway, I don't actually know when the new shirts are going to be available. We don't have pictures of them. That shouldn't necessarily stop us, but... Yeah.
Demius says, is it possible for us to see what's equipped on our familiar just from looking at the side pane and not having to actually click on the familiar? I don't know.
Looks like there might be room to put the, at least put the icon underneath the familiar image. I don't know. It might be a little cluttered looking.
Yeah. I don't know. Putineska says, can you limit the number of sewer failures so it takes no longer than 4 turns to get a worthless item? No. Slow and Steady says, Snakes on a Plane was a good movie. It was quite funny. Quaggy says, do you find it sad that there is no player 1 million? No. I find it really nothing. 8 New Zones promo multi says, 8 New Zones is the next internet phenomenon. Thank you for making them.
Woo!
Riff, answer a question while I eat some noodles.
Okay.
This is really loud.
I see no questions. I'm going to refresh my thing and try and find where I was. And that wasn't it. Jake likes shiny, rape in a box, snake on a plane.
Riff, you suck at this.
I totally am awful at this.
Glebe says multiplayer Guitar Hero should have a dueling banjos game. Oh man, if they put dueling banjos in Guitar Hero,
oh
2,
my god, that would be
so
awesome.
So fucking happy. Nova Knight 21 says, how about combining 2 dense meat swords to make sword chucks? No, I don't want sword chucks.
I every now and then I go and, isn't that from like 8-bit theater or something?
Yeah.
So every now and then I go and read that and it's just not funny.
Judy 4 says, why isn't there any smoking in game?
There's some. The spooky fairy smokes and there's a mob penguin cigar. So, yeah.
Oh, that, weird.
That's
so
smoking.
Nude Juice says they did a Mythbusters episode on the thing, the Mentos Diet Coke. They proved what happens, and it's really cool. It has to do with surface area nucleization, carbon dioxide, aspartame, and a few other chemicals.
Huh.
I don't know there was... Oh, there's aspartame in Diet Coke. I was going to say, I didn't think there was any aspartame in Mentos. Because they don't taste like total ass. Chronoclone says, I was wondering if you guys had a copy of the KOL home game up somewhere. Google isn't helping. Also, the Tasmanian Dervish and Box of Rape should be combined into one monster. Riff, you know where that thing is, don't you? There's a link posted to it somewhere.
It. Yeah. Keep going while I look for it.
Okay. Sir Phil Shady says, wife, not Wi-Fi. What? Yeah, that was a reference to it. Oh, I see. I got an idea for a new drinking game. Every time you guys say the word 8 New Zones, I do a shot, and a double shot every time you accidentally say your Wi-Fi's real name. The Wi-Fi's real name is Asymmetric. But you know what I'm not telling you is the web key. I Can Never Forget says, it has been announced that Sam Raimi will direct a movie adaptation of The Wii Free Men by Terry Pratchett. What do you think about that? I know nothing about Terry Pratchett.
It was pretty awesome. We Free Men was, if I recall correctly, it was one of his more, like, kid-oriented books.
Mm.
But if they've got, like, Pratchett on board for writing the script and everything, it should still be pretty good.
Wow, like 10 people said there was a Mythbusters thing about the Coke and Mentos. Business plan, says my dog Bizcut. Make money selling crap.
Ah, good. Thank you, The Gun Run, who just sent me the link. the regular one is at images.kingdomofloathing.com/KOLCYOA.PDF. And that's with the K and the L and the CYOA in capital letters. I don't know if that matters in this situation. That one is one page per page in the PDF, and if you want one that is printable into a booklet, then it's images, blah, 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 / CYOA spreads .pdf. Or you can just look in the forums under gameplay discussion, and the thread is number 65875. So, there you go.
I need to find the radio, because I'm also logged on to Scully's IM, because I couldn't quickly figure out how to add an account to Trillion. I fucking hate Trillion, by the way.
I've never messed with it.
Fire on the Mac is pretty good, and I've had no problems with Game, other than it having a terrible name.
I don't chat on those things.
I mean, I mostly just use it for work.
Yeah, that's
point.
The only reason I have it. Mm-hmm.
Radio schedule. I guess... Oh, wait, I vanished from the schedule because I didn't confirm my shifts, because I don't know how to confirm my shifts. I always forget. I bet that Mr. Skullhead has him in his... whatchacallit? All right, so I'm checking in with Merrick. it's Jick. Handoff from this account tonight. Tonight, tonight, he said, beginning to sing a toneless rendition of a Smashing Pumpkins song. Did you ever get into Smashing Pumpkins?
Isn't Tonight Tonight a Phil Collins song?
Well, there's I Can Feel It Coming in the Air Tonight.
No, there's another one. Tonight, tonight, tonight.
Oh, maybe it is. But I thought the Smashing Pumpkins one, the Red Hot Chili Peppers, the Smashing Pumpkins one was called Tonight Tonight also.
I don't know.
Maybe it's just called Tonight. Sagebrush said they also, on the Mythbusters thing, they used rock salt or sea salt, and it's even better for the soda explosion due to its irregular surface.
Huh.
Glebe says that my review of the Red Hot Chili Peppers concert made him laugh so hard he almost fell out of his chair. Sir Phil Shady says, I had a kidney stone a few months ago. I went to the hospital and they gave me morphine. It was awesome. I don't know what Demerol is. I don't know if Demerol is an opiate or what. I
don't know.
It was, yeah. They gave me a prescription for Vicodin. They were like, it's going to hurt for a while, you know, for the next couple of days. And gave me a prescription for, like, you know, those retarded, like, this is one pill that's like 8 Advil or whatever, you know, that you can get, and also some Vicodin. But the Vicodin has acetaminophen in it, so I don't want to take it because I drink too much and I don't like taking acetaminophen. So I don't even get to, like, recreationally use Vicodin.
When I broke my foot, they gave me Percocets. Those were good.
I don't think that I like that kind of drug even appeals to me at all.
I mean, it's not something I would search out for regular use, but made sitting on the couch watching TV with a broken foot much nicer.
Exigo says, do you guys like to play the game Prey? And if you do, what do you think of it? I bought it for the PC, and I played most of the way through it, but I got stuck at some point. I think very near the end. It was neat. It wasn't, you know, it's no Half-Life, but then again, what is? It's got a lot of neat, oh, hey, it's Merrick's one-year radio anniversary tonight.
Yeah, happy birthday.
Prey has a lot of puzzles where you shoot these switches that turn the rotate the gravity. Like, you'll shoot a surface, and then that surface becomes down, which is interesting. I mean, there were some neat puzzles like that. There's one little thing where you're suddenly playing on, like, the surface of a sphere. It does some, like, Psychonauts-style stuff with
That's
gravity
cool.
and that kind of thing. But somebody actually made a real game using the Doom 3 engine, so that's nice. But
rather than just the tech demo that it actually is.
You know what I've been playing a lot, though? I got an Xbox 360 recently, and I've been playing a lot of Dead Rising, which that game, so far, everything that I've seen for the Xbox 360, it's like they've gone back to making video games. Like, Dead Rising, you can
you level up, and it's got like a pretty significant narrative aspect to it, but you can just start over whenever. Like, the game has a certain time limit, and you're basically just trying to get points.
Huh.
And, you know, it's kind of sandboxy. You get to just use all kinds of shit to kill zombies, and that part is cool.
It sounds like a cool game. I hope they port it to PS3 or something eventually.
It's really, really hard. I have a very hard time getting... I don't think I've ever actually made it past the first night. Because whenever you get killed, you can either revert to your last load or you can start the game over, but you maintain your status. So I just, like, keep leveling up and starting over and leveling up and starting over, like, doing the kind of easy stuff in the beginning to get points. But Vash the Stampede asks if the spooky gravy fairy smoking clove cigarettes was a reference to this to the smoking man on the X-Files. Nah, it's just kind of her being goth.
Yeah.
Anika Juice says, the Mythbusters episode is available very easily on BitTorrent. I don't use BitTorrent. Oh, Nigel says that just knowing that we use WEP is enough to crack the... Melina says, dear Jick, my brother had a kidney stone last week. The doctor came into his room and told him women in labor didn't scream that loud, and if he didn't stop, they'd kick him out. We've been laughing at him all week. You've been through it. Should we cut him some slack and stop laughing? I don't know. I don't think I ever screamed. I was, like, kind of punching the dashboard on the ride to the hospital, but that was mostly because, like, I was also super restless. Like, once I got there, I was kind of hopping back and forth while I was giving the woman behind the desk my information. And it was, like, it was sort of painful sitting there to have my blood pressure taken and stuff. They just knew what was happening as soon as I walked in there. The woman who, like, took my blood pressure and my temperature was like, you got that kidney stone look about you. So I'm like, I don't know. I mean, if that's the worst pain that it's possible for a guy to experience, then I guess my threshold for pain is reasonable, because I wasn't, like, crying or screaming or anything. I mean, I was like, oh, fuck, kind of. But, yeah. Zatchel agrees that Trillian blows a lot. CSI guy says, have you played Dirge of Cerberus? It is awesome. Isn't that the, like, remake of Final Fantasy VII or whatever?
I think it turned out that it wasn't a remake, so if that's what it is. The Final Fantasy VII remake is not a remake, it's a continuation of the story from the end or something.
Oh.
Which kind of saddened me, because I was waiting to play, like, just Final Fantasy VII, but with good graphics, because everybody always talks about how awesome the story and everything in Final Fantasy VII was, but I just couldn't get into it because the graphics were so fucking weak.
Hmm.
I mean, maybe if I'd played it when it came out, I would have liked it, but...
See, I played it when it came out, and I just felt that it was really boring.
Really?
The graphics were neat. I mean, they were like... It was weird. It was like the backgrounds were in a completely different resolution than the characters. I don't know how I feel about the whole Alone in the Dark style 3D character on a 2D background.
Yeah.
But yeah, I got so fucking bored with that game.
What they ought to do is make a version of it for the DS with, like, pixel type graphics from, like, Final Fantasy. I don't know, what was
like the second,
one?
Third,
like,
ones
three.
From the Super Nintendo.
Yeah.
I mean, but even that, you know, Final Fantasy III. I keep saying that I would play a port of that for the DS, but I probably wouldn't. Probably the only way I could ever play that game is if I played it on a console and just cheated.
Hmm.
And even then, like that, I don't like Final Fantasy. I feel like Final Fantasy III should be a really good game, but every time I try and play it, it's like, okay, this is just super boring.
Hmm.
Fucking random encounters.
It is kind of like, I don't know, it's like the Final Fantasy games are sort of like the baseline for that sort of RPG. I mean, there's a lot of stuff that's better, but it's obviously better because they've used Final Fantasy as their launch pad and inspiration.
Yeah. The only console RPGs that I've ever liked have been the, like, Mario RPGs.
Really?
And
pretty much every one of those has been good. The only one that I didn't, I never finished Mario and Luigi. No, wait, I did. I never finished Partners in Time.
See, I'm the other way around. I finished Partners in Time, but not the first one.
See, I finished the first one. I almost fucking gave up at the boss fight. The end boss on Mario and Luigi was so goddamned hard that it took me like 20 or 30 tries.
I should play it again, because actually, as I remember, I thought the first one was funnier. It seemed like they had the comic timing and everything more on the ball.
There was more stuff going on.
Yeah.
In that, too. Like, it's just... You know, and Paper Mario for the GameCube, like, it just kind of seemed like a remake of Paper Mario. Hmm. More, it was less like a new game. I don't know. I mean, they definitely did stuff that used the power of the GameCube, you know, like with the just million enemies on the screen at once or whatever, but, like, it wasn't particularly original. And, seriously, one of the things that bothers me the most about Paper Mario and the Thousand Year Door is when you want to try and cook two things, you want to take two items to that woman who cooks shit for you, you shouldn't, when it's something you're going to be doing 100 times, it shouldn't require you to go through 4 or 5 fucking screens of dialogue every time you do
it.
Oh,
God, yeah.
That was just incredibly obnoxious. I mean, I can understand them wanting to add, like, flavor or whatever, but, like, you know, goddamn, once you've seen it 5 times, just give you a menu that lets you try and combine stuff. It's just, to watch this stupid animation. It drove me nuts. I mean, that was kind of the inspiration for, like, the crafting system in KOL, you know, but, like, it was the original Paper Mario. I think that was, like, the last game I played before I made KOL, I seem to remember. Because I was playing a lot of video games right then. I bought a PlayStation, finally, an original PlayStation for, like, $15 at a garage sale. And then I went to the used game store and bought all these games for it. And then while I was there, I found a copy of Paper Mario that had been written all over in crayon. It was apparently the property of somebody named JoJo. Which, I didn't think there was anybody named JoJo, but apparently there was, and they were young enough to be using crayons after Paper Mario came out. So, some poor kid. Maybe JoJo plays KOL. But yeah. Never could scrape that, you know, you wouldn't think it would be that hard to get crayon off of a plastic console game, but never did come off. Anyway, so no, I haven't played Dirge of Cerberus. Disco Rabbi says, the last boss fight in Partners in Time took me 4 hours, literally.
Dang.
Glebe says, I agree with you about the Zesty thing. Also, taking out the spin dash was kind of annoying. I don't remember the spin dash. I'm going to see if Merrick is ready to go, because we're pretty much out here.
Yep.
Good old Merrick. 1 year radio anniversary. That takes some commitment and some dedemotherfuckication.
And some craziness in the brains.
Some insanity in the membranity.
Yep.
What else does Mr. Skullhead hate? What song am I going to go out on?
I got no idea.
Oh, let's...
Oh, he doesn't like the mini-bosses so much.
All right.
He finds them boring. Play some of them.
The mini-bosses are in a different place than the rest of my albums. Let's see which one of these is kind of short. We'll do Kid Icarus. That's 1:40. That'll be fine. All right. Good night, kids. Me and Scully will probably see you Monday.
Later on.